Welcome to this episode of Ramadan Reminders. I'm your host, Yusuf Estes. And for the next few minutes, I want to remind myself, and you, and all of us, about the importance, the obligations, and the beauties of Islam in this month of Ramadan. That means Ramadan Reminders. Let's look this episode about another subject. An important one is how I treat my brother Muslims. Do you know how much it's forbidden in Islam to say a lie? Whoever lies, he could go to hell forever. Think about that. You know it and I know it. Allah tells us in the Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu attaqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. O you who believe, have taqwa for Allah, be God-fearing, and always tell the truth. And also Allah tells us in the Quran, don't just say something and then you don't do it. That's hated to Allah. You say it, but you don't do it. But how much is it hated also to Allah that we say things about each other, hurting each other's feelings, even if it's not a lie? If you read chapter 49 of the Quran, Surah Al-Hujurat, the apartments, you'll find in there something very important that we must not have suspicion about each other, because for sure some suspicion is sin, ithm, a big problem. And another thing that we learn in the same verse, telling us the same verses here in Surah Al-Hujurat, not to backbite each other. Ghiba, the word in Arabic, ghiba. Don't backbite each other. And look at the example Allah gives us in the Quran. He said, you would hate to eat the flesh of your dead brother. Oh, of course, a'udhu billah. So in the same way, you should hate backbiting. Someone came to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and said, well, what if I'm saying about the person is true? The Prophet said, then it's ghiba. Because if it's a lie, that's worse. That's a lie. A khadib, or khadib, is a liar. You don't want to be a liar. But even if you say the truth, it still is not good in Islam. Because the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, ghiba is anything that the person would not like to be said about them, whether it's the truth or not. Now, some people might say, well, yeah, but if I don't tell, then this could be a problem. Like, I know, for instance, this man stole the car. Should I just sit there and watch him do it? No. In this case, you have to report it. And what if I know this man is really rough in the way he treats women? Shouldn't I warn somebody about marrying their daughter to this man? The answer is yes. What if I know this man is bakhil? He's stingy and he doesn't spend even for his mom and his dad. So in this case, you should warn, better not marry your daughter to this man because he's very stingy. So these things you can do because Prophet, peace be upon him, himself did that and taught us that. There are some instances where it's important to say something about somebody, but only to the people that need to know, and only in a way that's best, and cut it off with just what you know, without supposition being added into it. All of these things are important about how we treat each other, because we really don't want to make ghibah. We don't want to be backbiters. And in this month, this is the best time to learn to keep this shut when we don't need to use it for food or anything. Remember our website, RamadanReminders.com, www.RamadanReminders.com. Peace. Salaam alaikum.
Bin Nuri Ashraqa Wal Huda Ramadan.